You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Thursday, and Dr. Cheryl White joins us for a journey to sea as we explore the facts and myths surrounding the Bermuda Triangle.
On a map of the world, draw a line from Florida to the islands of Bermuda to Puerto Rico, back to Florida. You've just traced something infamously known in recent history and popular culture as the Bermuda Triangle. Surrounded in mystery and mystique, this is a legend that is born from actual events, but perhaps not all that mysterious at all. The term Bermuda Triangle, also sometimes called the Devil's Triangle, was first used in print in the 1960s by a writer named Vincent Gaddis. Gaddis pointed out that there were an extraordinarily large number of seagoing craft and airplanes that disappeared in this specific region of the Atlantic, something that had been somewhat explored in the 1950s by other periodical writers. A series of follow-up documentaries even spawned a movie or two, and by the 1960s, the full-blown legend of the Bermuda Triangle was etched into the minds of a completely captivated public. Several theories abound about what causes the alleged loss of vessels and airplanes in the area, including the notion that there may be a strange magnetic anomaly at work that affects navigational instruments. Some have even gone as far as to suggest that compass malfunctions affected the voyages of Christopher Columbus. Tourists on cruise ships have made claims that their watches stopped suddenly or ran backwards. Rather far-fetched ideas have included a colony of alien creatures living below the sea and underwater volcanic eruptions. From the scientifically odd to the patently ridiculous, there has been no shortage of speculation about potential causes of odd activity in the Bermuda Triangle. But is there really odd activity in the Bermuda Triangle at all? Is it different from any other place on Earth? One of the first stories that is found in the Bermuda Triangle legend is that involving a U.S. naval ship, the USS Cyclops, that was lost at sea in 1918 with no trace of wreckage or crew. There was also a disappearance of a DC-3 airplane in the region of the Triangle in 1948, but the most famous of all is the baffling disappearance of five Avenger torpedo bombers from Fort Lauderdale in 1945. This lost squadron is probably what truly launched the contemporary Bermuda Triangle legend to begin with. These are all true and documented, but do they really point to something more unusual than disappearances that have occasionally occurred throughout history? Interestingly, several researchers have taken on the task of investigating the claim that this geographic region is more dangerous than any other, and that this triangle of the sea has a proportionately higher rate of maritime disasters. Through the last three decades of cumulative information gathering, a consensus has emerged that, in fact, the Bermuda Triangle has not seen any greater or lesser number, on average, of strange or unexplained occurrences. Numbers tell the story. And even the United States Coast Guard has weighed in by providing corrective facts to many alleged, quote-unquote, mysteries. Today, this area is one of the most traveled shipping lanes in the world. But that does not deter our human need to find an explanation for tragedy. Remember that it is in the void of answers that legends are born.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.